on my emotion. She said, "You won. You got nominated. You got nominated." I said, "What are you talking about? What are you talking about?" She said, "You got nominated for Best Director, and you so deserve it." And so that's how I found out. And I, just got on my knees and said a quick prayer and thank God. And then I went out the door and walked to rehearsal.
That is beautiful. Well, Ben Brantley of the New York Times, who is not an easy critic to please, said this production is a bona fide ensemble piece. He talked about a welcome egalitarianism, despite the presence of the megastar Denzel Washington and the other superstars in your production. And that says so much about you and your attitude toward theater. In the piece on Morning Edition, which we heard that Jeff Ludden did, Pearl Clegg, another esteemed theater.
Oh, I love her. Such a gifted writer.
Oh, we love her too. But she said that your productions are egoless. How does that speak to your attitude toward theater and what theater is, both for the actors and the audience?
Oh, wow. I've always thought that we are, as a people, we are the stories that we share and the stories that we tell. And I've just always been, since early on, living in Tallahassee, Florida, and all my time in Atlanta, Georgia, and working with the patrons and supporters of the arts in Atlanta, it's always been about just letting the entire community eavesdrop on everyone else's story. So I'm most excited by theater when blacks and white and young and old sit next to each other to share a story. It's a safe place to really come closer together to understand our connectedness to each other. So with this year's production of A Raisin in the Sun, I just wanted it to feel like an intimate production of a big story. And so I think when audiences come into the Barrymore Theater, they feel like they're sitting in the living room with the youngers. And I was blessed to have great designers, Ann Roth and Mark Thompson, but this incredible cast, LaTanya Richardson-Jackson and Sophie Okonedo and Aniki Noni-Rose and Denzel Washington, and this amazing cast, they collaborated with me in a way that gave the audience the experience of feeling like they were on the stage in the living room with these people. And I'm very proud of the production.
Kenny, if you have time for one more question, another critical praise that was given this production was that it has the feel that it's happening in the present tense. This is a 1959 classic, but how do you make it feel like it's happening in the present?
I don't know. I think that's a gift from God, because I think that I do that with every play. I'm always trying to see how the play relates to us now, and I think that's what great art does. So with this production, we're looking at it, we're looking at 1959, but we're looking at it through the lens of 2014, and there's a lot that has happened in our country in the last 10 years. The Trayvon Martin murder, for instance, the election of African American president, the bursting of the whole housing market bubble. All those things were things that Lorraine was talking about in 1959. And so we get to look at it to see how it impacts and affects us today. We get to see, does every person in our country have equal value? Is everyone respected and is encouraged to have the American dream? Where are we in terms of making America the place that it should be for everyone? Just listening to the television today, and you see this whole Don Sterling NBA thing.
Oh, yeah.
And that's who we are too. Our good and our bad and our pretty and our ugly. And Lorraine Hansberry wrote a play in 1959 that keeps on giving, that keeps on being the barometer of where we are. It allows us to look at ourselves in a most profound way, and that's what I love about that play. And all the great plays do that.
Well, Kenny, again, congratulations. We'll let you go to your press conference. All of us here at WABE, your many fans at home in Atlanta, are cheering you on, of course. New York is just learning, I guess, in the past 10 years, what we have known for a very long time, that for you, theater audience is welcoming and your inclusiveness, your attitude of bringing everyone into the fold transcends.
Well, I surely miss Atlanta and thank Atlanta. I was saying to someone there yesterday, they said, what comes to mind when you're told you're nominated for a Tony Award? And I can only think of one person's name, and that person's name was Jennings Hertz, who was a real supporter of me when I was at the Alliance Theater, and he's passed away since. And they at the Alliance Theater, the Hertz stage is named after him, but he was always a mentor for me, and I don't even know if he knew it, you know, but he encouraged me. He encouraged a board of directors at that time to really support this young artist and give him everything he needs to succeed. And everything I am today is because of that early encouragement from Jennings Hertz. So.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Good luck.
All right.
We can't wait to cheer the rest of you on. Thank you again, Kenny.
Thank you, love.
Bye-bye.